ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أم الخيب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا.
عمر رضي الله عنه, he came to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and he said, يا أبا بكر, let us compile the Quran and place the Quran together. Let us bring all the fragments of the Quran that were written at the time of the Prophet ﷺ and bring it together and make one copy of the Quran. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he said, how can I do something that the Prophet ﷺ, he never did? And how can I do something that the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't command us to do? He's worried about falling into innovation. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, wallahi innahu la khair. He said, by Allah, this is something good. And he kept insisting and persisting until Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he accepted. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he called Zayd ibn Thabit. Zayd ibn Thabit was the same companion who wrote the Quran at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. He called Zayd. He said, ya Zayd, we want you to write the Quran in one place. Abu Bakr is addressing him, and so is Umar. Zayd ibn Thabit, he felt the same thing that Abu Bakr felt in the beginning. He said, how can we do something that the Prophet ﷺ, he told us not to do? How can we do something that the Prophet ﷺ didn't tell us to do? They told them, it's going to be something good, just accept it and do it. Zayd ibn Thabit, he said, if these two told me to move a mountain from its place, he said, this would be an easier task for me, a mountain. And who can move a mountain? Nobody. But he's saying, I would prefer to do that. He said, well, how am I going to do all of this? They said, we have chosen you, O Zayd, for four characteristics that you possess that no other companion possesses. The first quality that you possess is innaka shabun. You are a young man. You're young. This task of compiling the Quran can be done by a young person. We can't give this task to an old person. This is the first quality that Zayd ibn Thabit has. The second one, aqilun. You are very smart. This task is not suitable for one who's not smart. And you're smart. The third task is, you are amin. You are trustworthy. And the final quality that you have is that you already did this once before. You did it for the Prophet ﷺ. So because the Prophet ﷺ chose you, we are also choosing you now. Zayd ibn Thabit, he accepted the task. And he began collecting the different fragments that the Quran was written in at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And they used to write in whatever they could find. They would write on stones and sticks and wood and feathers and anything that they would find, they would write it down. Because the wahi is coming down, revelation is coming down. The Prophet ﷺ would summon the scribes who are there. There's no time to go look for some cardboard paper or anything similar to. You have to write it down straight away. Because more revelation is going to come and more revelation is going to come. So they write whatever was close to them. Zayd ibn Thabit, now he has to collect all of this. And now he has to copy this and write it out once again. But in order for him to accept any fragment from the time of the Prophet ﷺ, he placed a condition. What is the condition? He said that every single fragment that I find, I need to find two witnesses that can testify that this was written at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, for every fragment. If I don't find that, I'm not going to accept it. And subhanAllah, he found two witnesses for every single fragment of the Quran that was written at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, except for two verses of the Quran. Everything else was found. Two verses. He only found one person who testified that this was written at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Does anybody know that one witness that he found those two verses with? No? No. 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 Ah, Yusuf? Khuzaymah. His name was Khuzaymah ibn Thabit. Khuzaymah, this companion, they found two verses of the Quran only with him. Is there anybody else to testify? No, just Khuzaymah. So why are we accepting it if we said that we need two witnesses for every fragment? Khuzaymah is one guy. Zayd ibn Thabit, he accepted this from Khuzaymah because he remembered that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if Khuzaymah testifies, فَهُوَ حَسْبَ. He said, the testimony of Khuzaymah, it suffices two people. It's like two people. Why is that though? It's very interesting. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wanted to buy something from a Bedouin man. And he made the agreement. I want to buy this item from you, and I want to buy it for this particular amount. Who's the buyer? The Prophet ﷺ. Who's the seller? A Bedouin man. The agreement took place. But the buyer, who's the Prophet ﷺ, he's saying that, I don't have the funds. Come with me, I'm going to give you the funds. So they're walking, the buyer and the Prophet ﷺ and the Bedouin, they're walking together until the seller, he finds someone else, another customer. And he finds another customer, he says, oh, I got something to... The same thing he wanted to sell to the Prophet ﷺ, saying, I want to sell it to you now. Do you want to buy it? The guy agreed, said, I'm going to sell it to you. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, didn't I make an agreement with you? Why are you like agreeing with someone else? He said, you didn't make an agreement with me. He said, who's your witness? Khuzaymah came. Khuzaymah said, I'm the witness. The Prophet ﷺ said, you weren't even there. How are you the witness? Khuzaymah said something similar to Abu Bakr. He said, oh, Messenger of Allah, you tell us that you receive revelation. We don't see it. This is shocking. I teach Ulum al-Quran. I'm a teacher of Quran. Every time I teach, I can't understand this. He's saying, oh, Messenger of Allah, you tell us that you receive revelation. We don't witness this. He said, نُصَدِّقُكَ بِخَبَرِ السَّمَاءِ. We believe in you with reports from the sky, meaning revelation. فَكَيْفَ لَا نُصَدِّقُكَ بِخَبَرِ الْأَرْضِ. So how can we believe reports that took place on earth? You are saying Quran came down, no one sees this but you, no one feels it but you. So you're telling us that this took place and we're not going to believe you. Oh, Messenger of Allah, I testify by Allah that this took place and this man is lying. The Prophet ﷺ was very pleased with what he said. And he said, from today, if Khuzaymah testifies to anything, his testimony is enough. And because of the Zayd ibn Thabit, he accepted those two verses from Khuzaymah. And the Quran then was compiled and put in one place. And now, subhanAllah, we're just reading the Quran. We woke up as Muslims, dear brothers and sisters. We woke up as Muslims. We woke up and the masajid were already built. We woke up and the Qurans were already printed. I'm taking you back to the beginning when none of this was done. Every single Muslim who's reading the Qur'an, who's memorizing the Qur'an, who's listening to the Qur'an, who's teaching the tafsir of the Qur'an, who's looking at the Qur'an, is ibadah. Every single person who does this, every single person, his good deeds are also copied and pasted for Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu.